Are you a client-facing online entrepreneur who is ready to feel confident in how to run the behind-the-scenes of your online business? If you're tired of feeling like you're always flying by the seat of your pants and secretly drowning in wearing all of the hats of your business, then you're in the right place. I know you're ready to get organized, clean up your calendar, and fully step into the CEO that you know you're meant to be. Welcome to the Beyond the Systems podcast. I'm your host, Sam Wisnett, a systems strategist for client-facing businesses. I'm on a mission to help you streamline your business so you can save time, boost your profits, and feel confident about your growth. Are you ready to dive into the power of scalable systems? Then let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Beyond the Systems podcast. I am so excited you're here. I'm your host, Sam Wisnett, and in this episode, I'm going to be diving into the behind the scenes of my client's $128,000 month. I am really excited to talk about this episode because this month stood out to me for a lot of reasons. I've had clients hit over $100,000 months before, but the reason this month stood out to me so much was because everything behind the scenes was extremely chill. It was a very, very average month behind the scenes. And so it was almost surprising whenever I was doing the monthly metrics. I think this was in like the second week of the month after this month. And I was looking back and I was like, oh, wait, we had a $128,000 month. And then I told my client and the team, and everyone was actually kind of surprised because behind the scenes, it just did not feel like that in the sense of there was not a lot of chaos, there was not a lot of rush. And there's a number of reasons for this, which we'll dive into in a bit. But I just wanted to point that out because this month happened so, so naturally. And I feel like a lot of people miss that, right? They think, oh, $128,000 a month, there's one thing that she did. She went balls to the wall. She went all in on one thing. And in reality, it was a very, very small accumulation of things that we had actually been doing for months at this point. So it was just like all being consistent on a lot of small things. And then there was just kind of this perfect storm during that month where it all just kind of blew up. So a little bit of backstory in the sense of the metrics. So the average revenue for my client before this month was about $50,000 to $60,000 a month. So this month, over two times my client's at monthly revenue. And then her website traffic was around 50,000 people a month. So this month also, we had over 150,000 people on her website. So a lot of traffic coming in. There were a few reasons for that, which I'll dive into in a bit. But overall, it was just a really big month. But behind the scenes, everything was super chill. And so why was this? What was happening behind the scenes that made this possible? First thing, of course, she has a team, she has systems, she has processes. I am on her team. I am the kind of funnel slash sales journey manager. So I handle all of the tech, the automations, all of the passive products, the small funnels, emails, not weekly email newsletters, but just email sequences, stuff like that. And then if we are launching, of course, I help a lot with the launching. So my main job is really making sure the customer journey is really optimized because she has a lot of funnels and products going on. So I'm just kind of overseeing all of that. And then I do a lot of support with launches as well. She has a team of about 15-ish people. So she does have a very big team. Like I said, she's pretty big on YouTube. So she has a full YouTube team that helps her with all the editing, graphic design, stuff like that. She has ads people. She does run ads. She has a content team. She has an OBM who handles the day-to-day stuff and more of the team management side. So a lot of the project and team management, that's what the OBM does. And she has several VAs who are in the inbox or helping with community management and stuff like that. The big takeaway from that is she is not in the day-to-day operations really at all, besides answering a few Slack questions here and there. So she has a team that is managing a lot of the day-to-day stuff going on. I don't even think she really logs into Slack until the afternoon, her time, to go and answer any questions that people have. You know, otherwise, we have really made it possible to keep her out of the day-to-day stuff as much as possible so she can focus on doing the things that she needs to do, that only she can do. And I think this is really, really important as you grow, because it's definitely one of those growing pains that I see a lot with clients is you have to have the ability to separate yourself from the day-to-day business operations. solutions. And this is extremely challenging for a lot of clients. And I can sound kind of silly, actually, because you might be in the thick of the day-to-day operations and you might be like, well, that's a dream. I don't want to be drowning in emails and drowning in Slack every day and manually onboarding clients or whatever and feel like you're just hustling and hustling. The minute you don't have to be doing that, I feel like a lot of clients really miss it, and it becomes this attachment thing where they feel like if they are not in the weeds of their business, if they are not in the day-to-day happenings of their business, then they are not in control of the business. It's a really kind of a trust exercise and a exercise in letting go of control. And obviously that comes with hiring a team you can trust. And I think really the biggest thing here is having the systems and processes in place. And when you have systems that you've helped created that your team is using, then you can feel comfortable that they are doing things the way that you want them done, right? They are doing things to your standard because you have actually set the standard. You are saying, this is the standard of how I want it done. And if they're not doing that, then you can be like, hey, refer back to the standard I set, right? Standard operating procedure, SOP, which is telling your team how to do things in your business. I feel like this is such an important mindset thing to just consider, especially as you are starting to grow, as you are starting to build a team, making sure that you are also working on the ability to let go of being in those day-to-day operations and still feeling like your business is going to run without you being there and having your hand in every single thing that's going on. The second biggest thing that we did was we set up and optimized her passive funnels to support building her warm audience. So the big thing that happened during the month was that her website traffic 3 times. This was due to, we were running ads lightly. I would say there was not a huge amount of money going into ads because she has been having issues with her ad account and Facebook. And if you've ever run ads with Facebook, you can understand the dilemmas that can come with that. But we did have ads going. So we do have traffic coming from ads. She also is big on YouTube. So she was posting YouTube videos, and she did have, I think, 1 to 2 videos go pretty viral on YouTube. So there was a lot of incoming traffic from YouTube as well. And then we also had a light launch, which I will dive into in a second. With the light launch, that was really based in emails and YouTube only. And so a lot of traffic was coming from YouTube. A lot of traffic was coming from the ads. And then, of course, just on average, she has about 50,000 people anyway. So we just had the average amount of traffic coming in as well. But why this is important is because when you have this high volume of traffic coming into your world, you need to have these funnels set up or this aligned customer journey to make sure that those people are going where they need to go, right? That they are able to have this low barrier of entry into your world. What we did and what we've been working on since I started working with her, I think almost 2 years ago, but really focusing over the last 6 months to a year, was revamping her customer journey to align with her current offers and her future plans. So over this last year, she's really been pivoting away from what she was currently kind of known for and into a newer area, which she still has a lot of credibility in. And it's definitely the right move for her as she continues to grow her business. But we also had to make sure that her new customer journey, her new funnels were aligned with this pivot as well. So what this really looked like behind the scenes was setting up a lot of these, you know, one-time offers where if someone downloads a freebie, they get, you know, a one-time offer to buy certain templates for $17. We had options for order bumps. We had email sequences for some of the products that were a bit more expensive, but just did a bit more nurturing. And so these products had maximum visibility. We also made sure we have a welcome sequence that everyone is going through that is leading them all to her main product that she's currently selling, to a free masterclass that is selling her main product. And a lot of times when I talk about this with people, it can almost seem like, well, you're just selling to people all the time. Like someone downloads a freebie and then it's buy something and then pay more. And, you know, you get an email and pay more. And yes, I can understand where that is coming from. But to me, I like to view it as giving the option for people to learn from you, right? If you are never selling your products, if your products are just sitting on your website, then it's basically like shoving them in a closet. They're not going to be visible to people. People are not going to know about them unless they are really going into on a deep dive into your website and your products because they like are obsessed with you and they really want to learn from you. And even then, you're still making it pretty hard for them to actually buy something, right? And we want to do the opposite of this. You know, we are not forcing people to buy by any means, but we want to make sure that they have the option, right? If they download a freebie, her freebies are great. They have a lot of value. All of her digital products have great value. And if they download a freebie and they say, and we say, hey, here's the option. You can buy these templates for $17 just for the next like hour. If you're interested, great. Some people buy, a lot of people don't buy. And you know, that's fine either way, because they're still going to be on her email list. They're still going to be going through a welcome sequence where we're adding even more value and we're sending them YouTube videos and we're sending them steps and we're still sending them a lot of free value. We do want to give the option for people to buy that are interested in learning more and taking that next step. Over this past, you know, 2 years that we've been working together, we do a lot of testing on this. We set up some funnels and then we test things and then we optimize and we change and we update freebies. We update small product pages. We are constantly testing and updating and optimizing things. And we're even retiring things. So we've retired a few freebies and products that just were not aligned with the path that she was going to, especially during the pivot. We had to cut out, I think, a fourth of what things she had created in the past just because it wasn't aligned anymore. And that's okay. And I will say during this month, the $128,000 month, over 10,000 of that was just from small products. And when I'm saying small products, I'm talking about products that are less than $200. So over $10,000 was from products that were less than $2,000. From she has products from $1 to all the way up to like $197. During this time, what's also happening with this and why this is so important that you have these low barrier opportunities, these low cost opportunities in place, is that you are really ramping up your warm audience, right? If I am paying money to someone, if I'm buying a template, even if it is $17, I am already putting a lot of trust in them. And then I'm basically testing the water. I'm seeing, is this person going to be good to work with? Then if I'm not paying them anything, if I'm just downloading a freebie, maybe I'll use it, maybe I won't. But usually if you pay for something, you are a lot more likely to use it. So that is what we are doing. We are giving people the taster of what it's like to be in her world. And that is in turn building up a very, very warm audience, which is very important and leads me into my third thing that we did. We had a light launch during this month. And when I say light, like I said, it was only emails and YouTube. So we did not do anything on social media. But because she has such a warm audience from YouTube content, from people buying these small products, from emails and just nurturing in general, the launch performed extremely, extremely well. The main thing I want to say about this launch was that this was not a winging it strategy. So we prepped for this launch for months in advance. I think 2 to 3 months in advance, we were prepping for this launch. And even though it was a very simple launch, it was just, we literally had everything already ready because we had already launched the product that we were opening the doors for that previous year. So we had the sales page, we had all the checkouts, et cetera. All we really had to do was we were creating a few more emails to send out during the month. And then we also created a new freebie to kind of get people in, which, well, this wasn't really a freebie. It was a $1 guide. So not free, but a very, very low cost guide that we were selling that would get people in. And then we would sell them the upgrade. Really, all in all, this was not a lot of prep, but the thing is, we are never doing last minute things in her business overall. Everything is extremely strategic. Everything is extremely planned out. There is no really last minute, like, oh, hey, by the way, like, I feel like next month we should just open the doors and see what happens. Like, that is not happening. Even though this launch was super simple, it was only email and YouTube, which was literally content we already produce regularly anyway. It was so, so strategic in that sense that we were still prepping ahead of time so that during the month, we didn't have to do anything. All we had to do was just kind of be aware and make sure if any tech mishaps were happening, you know, we could do that. And then, of course, there was a lot more customer support inquiries and inbox and, you know, questions in that sense. So just making sure the VAs were well aware that they would need to be monitoring that a bit more closely. But overall, we were not prepping last minute, doing anything last minute for this launch. And I think this is also where a lot of entrepreneurs get confused. And it ties back to that one magic pill type of thing is like, oh, well, next month I'm going to launch this new thing and then I'm going to make $100,000 and this and that, when in reality, you need so many pieces to be able to actually make that happen. She had the warm audience because for the past, over the past year, we've been building out, testing things, people were buying. Even when the doors were closed, the doors were closed to her program, people were still able to buy these smaller products and still get in her world. She is extremely, extremely consistent, which I'll talk about in a minute. And she gives a lot of value and she has an extremely warm audience. I think her email list is around 60,000 people. So she does have a big email list, which was also one thing that made this launch super great. But the biggest area that this launch actually came from, the biggest amount of traffic was from YouTube. And I think the biggest takeaway that I have from this month with this client is that consistency is so key. This client is extremely, extremely, extremely consistent. And you need systems and processes to be this consistent, right? So this client has been running ads for, I think, over about almost a year now, consistently. Even when we were having a lot of problems with the ads, we were still going at it. We were still doing our best, right? Consistently putting visibility out there, consistently posting YouTube videos for years, at least one time a week. There was a time when it was two times a week, but whatever she says she does, whatever she says she's going to do, she doesn't. She is extremely consistent. She's consistently sending emails every single week for months and months and months. And it is the accumulation of all of these small, small, consistent actions that make a month like this possible. And the thing is, whenever your website traffic just three times in one month due to a lot of these small, consistent things that just, you know, create the perfect storm, because we weren't necessarily doing anything different besides we did release a new freebie or, you know, $1 guide. But still, that would, you know, that is not the direct result of three timesing your website traffic. You have to have the systems and processes and the funnels and the things set up to be for your business to be able to handle this type of influx, right? And so I think with small products, we average around between $3,000 and $4,000, sometimes $5,000 a month. That was doubled. It was over $10,000 a month. And so it was also people that could not afford to buy the main product. They had somewhere else to go. They still had an option to go and buy something else from her and stay in her world until they could potentially afford the main product, right? It's creating this warm audience. It's creating this community. It's giving the people the option to buy from you, to learn from you, to just be in your world at whatever kind of price point that they can't afford at this time. And like I said, it's not pushing. We're not super salesy, I feel like, at all. It is just giving them the option and having the visibility and then also having the systems and processes that you need to be consistent with these things. The reason it was not a big deal was because for the, you know, four YouTube videos we put out that month, well, we've been putting out four YouTube videos for years, a month for years, right? That process and that system is totally fine. And then just a few just happened that some of them went viral. That can happen any month of the year. So yeah, so I just want you to keep that in mind. Consistency is so key. And that leads me into this, just the systems mindset, right? Long-term consistency versus short-term wins. This client is extremely consistent, but I have worked with clients who are not consistent. I am not saying that you need to hustle and grind and, you know, do 500 things a day and post multiple times a day or whatever. I'm not saying like Alex Hormozi style. Like, I'm not saying you need to do as much as you possibly can and burn yourself out, but you do need to commit to what you're going to do and be consistent in that. Like, this client commits to posting at least one YouTube video a week, and she's extremely consistent to that. This client commits to sending one email newsletter a week. We are extremely consistent in that because we have a team and processes for that. This client is committing to running ads. So we are still showing up and we are still optimizing and making changes and doing what we can on that front as well. right? And so the biggest thing here is you need to make it realistic. Obviously, if you are a solopreneur, you don't have a team or you only have one assistant, this is when you really need to be making it realistic. What can I commit to? What can I be consistent in? Because otherwise you're going to get in these kind of income burnout roller coasters where you're going to be showing up, you're going to be all in, you're going to be doing the most for a month or 2 months, and you're going to see your income spike. You're going to have these great wins, but it's not going to be sustainable. You're not going to be able to continue to keep that up because you're just going to start to burn out unless you start putting the systems and the processes behind that to continue making that your new normal, because that's always the goal, right? Like our goal from this month is now to make it our new normal. We want this type of traffic. We want this type of income every month. So how can we make it our new normal with the systems and processes, and how can we make this and be super consistent? And so for me, this looks like showing up on social media. I trust myself to show up on social media and post at least 3 times a week, if not more. Most of the time I am posting more. The bare minimum, I am posting 3 times a week. I've been doing this for probably over 6 months, if not a year at this point. And this is something that I trust myself to do. I am committed to this. And I have seen really great results from this. And so I will continue to do that. And not even just the results in, you know, clients or people buying from me, but the results in building community, building an audience. I am at the point in my business where I can start a podcast. That comes from being really consistent on social media and building a community there first, so that I feel like, oh, great, I have people that will listen to this podcast. So if you are listening, thank you very much, especially if you follow me on social media. But this is the thing. You get to pick what you get to be committed to. Every type of strategy works. Like I said, this is not a one-size-fits-all situation by any means. Pick what you're going to be committed to and stay committed to that. Put the systems around that. Put the processes around that. Thank you so much for listening. I am going to just kind of wrap up what I said in a quick summary. So the first thing, of course, was team and processes that made this really possible. She has a full team. She is not in the day-to-day operation. She is removed from that as much as she can be at this point. The second thing was making sure we had the passive funnel set up, and that was really aligning with her customer journey, so that when that increase in traffic came about, it was just business as normal. We did not have to change anything. There was no scrambling behind the scenes of like, what do we do with this many people? It was just like, okay, great. Like we already have that set up and ready to go. It was just more people, you know, coming into her world. And the last thing was prepping ahead. This was not winging it. This was not a scrambling thing. This was not a last minute thing by any means. This was an accumulation of many things that she had been doing consistently. And this was planned for, right? In the sense of we had a light launch, we did a few things that were different, but we completely planned ahead for that so that the team and the behind the scenes was extremely average. And it was really business as normal. There was no chaotic moments in the sense of, oh, how are we going to handle this? Or, you know, things are just hitting the fan. Like, what do we do? And that really comes down to the consistency and focusing on long-term consistency versus just your short-term wins, and making it possible to make your biggest months your average months is due to the fact of if you put systems and processes in place, if you make it as easy as possible for yourself to stay consistent and to keep doing the things that are bringing you those big months, which you get to decide what those things are, in my opinion. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Systems podcast. I hope that this episode has given you insight into the impact systems can have on your business so you can scale to the next level. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate and review the show and share it with others. Your review will help us spread the word about the power of systems. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.